Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Beavis and Finley, we're back. 106.7 The Fan. Got people calling in about leg ham. We got people calling in about pepperoni rolls. Got somebody wants to talk about the loudest game he went to. We can take calls on that, Landfill. It might be kind of fun. 45 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Chris Miles. Talk some NBA playoffs. B-Mitch has a piece of corn. Proud of you. Right now, though, it's time to talk about, listen, the Washington football team has been successful. To a dude like Cody Betts, who's 24, he doesn't remember it, but it happened. It was real. It existed. Brian has a Super Bowl ring. Joe Gibbs has three of them.
Yeah.
George Allen went to a Super Bowl. Now, they haven't been good largely in 25 years. And whether it's a coincidence or not, that has largely coincided with the ownership of Dan Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
When did he officially become owner? Was it 1999?
I think he took some level of ownership in 99.
It was January 10th, 1999. So that is live math on the radio, 99 plus 20 is 21. 21 years of ownership. You impressed by that, B? I mean, I added 21 pretty quick. You know what I was just thinking when Earl did the computer? What is it?
Actually, you're wrong.
Is it 22?
If you took it at 99, you have to go 99, then you go 2000, 2001, and it goes all the way. So it's actually 22.
Well, this season will be the 22nd season. They just haven't played it yet.
Well, just he's been an owner for 22 years.
Right. I just meant seasons. There's been 21 seasons under his ownership. And we're going to do the top five teams. Listen, in those 21 seasons, mm-hmm. there are two playoff wins. I mean, in 1999, a team you were on, I believe, B.
Yep.
Did you guys win the first round game?
Yep.
Against who?
Detroit, I think it was.
I think that was Detroit. And who was their quarterback?
It was a man that won the game in Tampa, Brad Johnson.
No, that was your quarterback. Who was the Lions quarterback?
Lions quarterback, I couldn't tell you.
Gus Frerotte.
Was it in that game?
Yeah, there were signs around the stadium that said, Gus Butthead here.
That's funny. Not for Gus, but for you and I. So that team, Brian Mitchell was on that team in 1999. Dan's first year of ownership. You guys worked the Lions, 27-13.
Yep.
Then you went down to Tampa. That was the rather infamous now messed up snap and hold from Matt Turk to Dan
snap.
Turk.
The hold, he got it down.
Who was the kicker? Did they even get the kick off?
No, I don't think he got kicked off.
I don't think he did either.
It was Matt. Dan Turk was snapping, and he's no longer with us. And then Matt Turk was the holder.
Brett Conway was the kicker. The scoring in that game, you ready for this? Landfill? Brett Conway in the second quarter kicked a 28-yard field goal, 3-0 Washington. To start the second half, a certain Brian Mitchell had a 100-yard kickoff return touchdown. Washington's up 10-0.
Yep.
I know that, dude.
And then guess what?
Later in the third quarter, Brett Conway kicks another field goal, 13-0 Washington. Then Mike Alstott scores a touchdown, 13-7. John Davis caught a one-yard touchdown pass from Sean King, 14-13 Tampa.
Sean King.
Those are some names, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That touchdown, you know, I was told to let James Trask return the next one.
Why?
Stupidity. And it's not nothing against James. It's just like, you know, somebody's having a day now. You're going to tell them, oh, you don't return the next one. That was something. That was one of those Vinny Serrato moves that.
That had, really does seem stupid.
They had control over LaCharles McDaniel at that point, and they told him how to run things. So dumb.
Just I mean, totally dumb. Offensively, Washington was awful in that game. Brad Johnson was 20 of 32 with a pick. Steven Davis had 17 carries for 37 yards. Now, that was that the year Tampa won? No. They didn't win the Super Bowl that year, but they had that really, really good defense.
Yeah, I don't think they did win that Super Bowl this year.
That was the Ravens that year, I think.
But going back to something, no, I think it was the Rams that year. I think the Ravens won the next season.
Okay.
Going back to something we said earlier, you know, a lot of people do believe that Dan Turk was snapping the ball to Matt Turk, but I think it was actually Brad Johnson who was the holder.
No.
I think it was. I think that everybody thinks it was Matt Turk, but I think it was Brad Johnson.
Matt was in that game.
I think he was in that game, but I think Brad Johnson was the holder.
Brad didn't hold.
He didn't?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. They didn't let the starting quarterback.
Incorrect, Landfill.
All right.
Incorrect. All right. So let's get our top five Washington teams of the Snyder era. The 99 team is on there, right? They had a good team. Then Snyder went crazy, brought in Dion, brought in Bruce Smith, all that stuff.
Yep.
Things fell apart. Fired Norv late in the season. So 99. To me, the two teams you can argue is the best, 2005, Gibbs, Portis, Brunell, Santana, that team, they won a playoff game in Tampa, then went to Seattle and lost. That's 2005. Mm-hmm. It gets slim pickings after that, dude. You've got another wild card team in 07 with Gibbs. Then you've got the division winners in 2012, 2015. 2012 is RG3. 2015 is Kirk. And are we including the 2020 division? Kind of got to, right?
You have to.
2020, 7-9, four quarterbacks. So if we're just doing a top 10, I think it's either the 99 team or the 05 team. And maybe we want to say 99 because you were on that team, B, but I lean towards 05 because you had a Hall of Famer coaching them.
I think you got a Hall of Fame coaching them, and that tells you how good the 99 team was then.
Yeah.
Be honest with you, you know.
So you could debate that, those two teams. Which team would you take, 99 or 05, Landfill?
I'm definitely going to go 1995.
That's not even
I'd be option. 1999. Yes, okay. 1999. I'm sorry, I was distracted because I've been looking for a video of Brad Johnson mishandling the snap in 1999.
You're not going to find it.
I did, and it's Brad Johnson.
Not in that Tampa game.
It's Brad Johnson, dude. I was looking at contemporary reports from the Washington Post that said Brad Johnson, and I've now found video. It's Brad Johnson. Just take the L.
Why don't you say that to B-Mitch? He said no, too.
You're both wrong. It's Brad Johnson.
Text the video.
All right.
So you're saying the 99 team, B-Mitch. You're saying the 99 team?
Yeah, I would say.
All right, so 99, then 2005. What team is it next after that? You had a playoff berth in 07 as a wild card. 2012, Robert Griffin III. 2015, Kirk Cousins. 2020, they won the division. I don't really know how to describe it beyond that. A good young defense coming around. My list, I'll go 05, then 99. Then I go Robert. I go 2012, RG3's year. God, this is it's remarkably
bleak.
Yeah, it is bleak. I'll put Kirk's year ahead of this past year. I might put that 07 team ahead of this past year. I mean, that 07 team went 9-7. Would you put... That's my list, I think.
Last year had a lot of extenuating circumstances.
A lot of fortunate You play Ben DiNucci and Ryan Finley, and I mean, literally, Jalen Hurts got pulled for Nate Sudfeld. And you wonder how different that goes. Huh. So my list of the best teams in the Dan Snyder era, in 21 seasons, there's been two playoff wins. How many, Cody?
Two.
And one of those was in the last century. I mean, 1999 is a long ways away now. I'll go 2005, 99, 2012 with Robert, 2015 with Kirk, and then the 2007 wild card team that lost in Seattle. I'll add this, though. I think Marty's 1 year in 2001.
That could end up being the best thing.
I think there's a lot of mistakes. We're going to do the top 20 mistakes of the Bruce Allen era. That's just the last 10 years. There's been a lot of mistakes in Dan Snyder's ownership. I'm just talking about on-field stuff. Firing Marty Schottenheimer might be at the top of the list.
That wasn't Bruce Allen, though.
I'm saying that's Dan, not Bruce, and Vinny. And you know what I've actually heard? Is that the beef wasn't directly Marty and Dan. It was Dan had a partner. You might remember the names. The dude
Drasner.
Fred Drasner. And he used to ride up on a motorcycle to practice. But, like, down to the field is what I heard. And Marty was like, get that dude the F out of here. And, Dan, I mean, the guy is part owner. You know,
it was like, it was.
Were you on the team then for Marty? You were in Philly by then,
I
right?
Left there. It was the S show because I remember, you know, Vinny, hey, because Fred had the, remember the Bentley, when the Rolls Royce first came out, the big one, and Fred had gotten one of those, and he, oh my God, come see. It was like, dude. You're a general manager of a football team. Relax. Cars, people have nice cars. But it was that type of thing. And everything, they were in love with the fact that Fred had everything. Helicopters, everything. And that was the discussion all the time. So it was a straight-ass show.
Straight-ass show. That's what you like to hear. My list, 05, 99, 2012, 2015, 2007. Your list, you're swapping 99 for 05?
Yeah.
And then what?
I go 99, 05, then I would jump to the 12 season.
Robert?
Yep. 7, 15.
You're putting 7 ahead of 15? Mm-hmm. I mean, for the record, they had the same, it was the same win-loss record. In 2015, they won at 9-7. In 2007, they were in the playoffs at 9-7. So neither of us have the 2020 team on there.
No.
And honestly, I think my next team would be Marty at 8-8.
Ahead of a team that made it to the playoffs?
Yes.
Would you put Zorn's 8-8 season ahead of the team that made the playoffs?
That team started what?
So Marty's year was almost the inverse of Zorn's year because Marty started 0-5, then won 5 in a row. And
they finished basically 8-3.
Right. Whereas Zorn started 6-2.
They started really well.
I can recall doing radio with my man, John Thompson, and he asked me what I thought, and I said, I noticed they haven't changed anything that they've been doing for the last 6 weeks or so. And I said, if they don't change it, coach, they might finish 8-8. And I had more callers calling me hater and this, that, and the other. Then at the end of the season, they wanted to know what I saw. And you know what I told them? I'm a hater. The hell with you. And you don't need to know what I saw. I'm watching a team that doesn't change anything. They come out in the first half and they do the exact same play on the first play they have. They did offensively, they did nothing different. And all of a sudden, when people just started to like play their plays, it was over for that team.
Landfill, what's your list?
Well, I would have 1999, number one. I think you have to put 2005 just because they also won a playoff game. And that's pretty sad that, you know, the top two teams get they get those spots just because they won playoff games.
Singular.
Yes, playoff one game. Playoff game. I actually think you put
a playoff game.
A playoff game. You put 2012 next. Then for me, I'm going to go 2015, then 2007.
And who would be six for you?
Six?
The six is almost the most interesting because...
Yeah.
There's only five playoff teams in 21 years.
I'm going to say
that's
this,
bad.
And it's going to be controversial, but it's going to be 2016. They had a winning record that year.
8-7-1.
Yeah.
It's winning.
Now, that is a team that choked. That was week 17 against the Giants, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I mean.
Do you remember when the team tried to promote 2015 and 2016 as back-to-back winning years despite having only won 8 games one season?
Bleak. It's bleak.
Yeah.
Listen, if you disagree with our list, you got your own list. You think we're, you know what I bet people will call in and say?
We're haters.
No. Hey, what are we hating about? These are the, that was always my thing.
Look, as soon as you don't say, if you don't go up there and be fanboy, then you're hating. That's what it sounds like.
What I always said, because I used to get in some trouble. I'm sure you're shocked that I would get in trouble. The Washington football team PR staff didn't always like what I'd say. And I was like, listen, none of this is personal. I'm just talking to the record is the record.
A lot of coaches say that. You are what your record says you are.
Right. That's who you are. And there's been 2 wins in 21 years. How many, Cody?
Playoffs.
Two playoff wins in 21 years. Give us a call. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. We got a bunch of calls already lined up here. These folks are fired up. I have a guess for you, B. Mm-hmm. I bet there is someone out there that thinks the 2012 RG3 team should be number one. If you're out there.
Yeah, because they're going to be looking at just because of that one little year, one play, and they didn't win.
Electrifying.
Yeah.
There was nothing like it.
It was in a regular season game, though.
You know who? I don't know if Robert still has his home here in Washington. But if he was looking to sell that thing, there's only one person I would call. Mm-hmm. Only one person RG3 should call. John Leahy.
And a lot of people have different reasons that they want to move or want to buy a home, sell a home. Well, just like the Thomas family who needs to sell their home to move closer to their grandchildren. And quickly, before grandbaby number 3 arrived, looking for a quick sale and wanting the top dollar, they hired John Leahy. Sure enough, John sold it within 15 days for an amazing 4% over asking. The Thomases are now enjoying their grandkids. John's strategic marketing and huge buyer demand is selling homes up to $70,000 over asking price. And we keep talking about what you can do with that extra 70 grand. You can do whatever you want. You can go finish your basement like JP needs to do. You can get that new car, like his wife said he's going to do, and I think he needs to just jump on that. But Jonathan offers flexible fees customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, Jonathan will let you out of your contract at any time.
We got to spend some time with John last week, and I thought it was really interesting that he explained to us that he has a program. So some folks want to buy their next house but have to sell their house first to get the cash to do it. He has a program that will take care of you for that. He has a specific plan that you can make a non-contingent offer and move on your own timetable. Those are the types of things that sets John apart. Call Jonathan today, 301-651-4900, or go online to johnsellsdmv.com. Or what's even easier, just Google him, Jonathan Leahy, and then start packing.
At eXp Realty.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Finley, Brian's in the other room with the producers. You going in the aquarium, B? You hanging out with the you're behind the glass guy now? Signing more autographs. It is wild how many people want your autograph. Maybe because you had a 100-yard touchdown return in a playoff game. Landfill was right. We just watched the video of Brad Johnson inexplicably being the holder for that incredibly botched field goal at the end of what could have, I mean, they would have been in the NFC title game in that year.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I say it's the best team.
Now, it's a 51-yard kick. It's not, no certainty they're going to make it.
No certainty, but still, he's made them before.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I just tweeted it out, but maybe that 99 team is better than the 05 team. Here's what I want. Calls, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. The question is, where do you think the 2001 team ranks among these top five teams? Cody just asked me, and I said, at best, the best I could say is fourth. Because that's when the 9-7 parade starts, right? 05, 99, and 2012, they won 10 games. Then the 9-7 parade starts, the 8-7-1, the 8-8s, all that stuff. Because we're saying we think this team's going to win 9 or 10 games, right? Now there's an extra game.
Extra game.
Complicates it.
They won 7 last year, so, you know, I'm not going to go back and say, well, I want them to win 6.
Austin on Twitter says, 2021, finna be different. Did I say finna correct? Is that the right way?
Whatever. We haven't gotten to 2021 yet, Austin.
Jeremy says,
you what's been the best?
Jeremy says, 2021 Super Bowl champs.
Although he did also rank them 7th. So if they actually win the Super Bowl, they're not 7th. They're definitely 1.
Yeah.
Where do you have the 2021 team, B?
The team that hadn't played yet?
Yeah.
I'm not a regular fan that's going to be sitting up there saying that type of stuff. I don't know. They got to play it first. I don't believe in trying to say a team that hadn't played is better than teams that have played.
Brian on Twitter says, you forgot 2021 to my list.
How can you forget something that has not happened?
Landfill, where would you put 2021?
2021, I definitely have them at least 7th.
At least 7th.
I think the hype going into the season, it makes them 7th in the Dan Snyder era.
I just think people have to realize one thing. You can say what you want to say today.
Mm-hmm.
You can't judge it. They haven't played. Hell, we don't even know who the team is going to be once they get to the regular season.
Can but I actually
they
put...
They could end up being 1. They could end up being less than that. They could end up being 7. Who knows?
Can I actually put the season, whatever year it was, I don't remember, where they went to the Osaka Dome in the preseason and just put up like 50?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can I just put that preseason?
2002.
Those last two comments that JP read is exactly what people were doing then.
Yes.
I choose to not do that. I look, if I'm going to suffer or celebrate, I'm going to do it once.
Let's go to Jerry in Newburgh on line 3. Jerry, what's up, man? You're on the Gambit DC listener line with me and B-Mitch. Where do you got the 2021 team?
I was the one that was going to call in and be a cliche and say that I think y'all forgot the best team ever assembled under Dan Snyder.
And that's this
2021.
One?
2021. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you being serious?
I mean it. I mean, honestly, I got to give you this. 99, 2001, I was still working on, like, forming memories, so I don't really remember those teams very much.
How old are you?
I'm going to turn 25 in a few weeks here.
Wow. 25. I mean, God bless you for being a Washington football team fan, but you have seen nothing good in your life.
My buddy says I'm a glutton for punishment. I've got Stockholm syndrome at this point from
Ashburn
my Washington
syndrome,
football team.
Correct. You have Ashburn syndrome.
Wow.
Ashburn. Yeah.
All right, so what do you think? So what is your prediction for this year then? You have them ahead. Listen, the 99 and the 2005 teams won a playoff game. You have this team winning a playoff game?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, Jerry's confident.
All right.
Jerry's optimistic and confident. Those are things Landfill rarely is. Let's go to our guy Kenny in Fairfax. Kenny, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Love the show, guys.
Thank you, man.
I have the floor for just a minute. Of course I can. You took my call, right? Stupid question. By the way, 2001, okay, so here's the order for me. 99, last year because of the quarterback mishaps, you know, lack of quarterback play. 2001 because of what Marty was able to do. 2007 because of how we could ride into the playoffs with Todd Collins and, of course, the Sean Taylor tragedy. That was just phenomenal. And then I would go, I guess, 2012 RG3. But I really want to make this like a one-trick list, man. It's no contest. It's 1999. I don't know if you guys have gone through this. I'm sure Landfill knows. We had two 1,100-yard receivers that year in Westbrook and Connell. Brad Johnson dropped 24 touchdowns. Let's see. We still had Charlie Casserly as general manager. We had Daryl Green and Champ Bailey at our cornerback position. We had a Hall of Fame kick returner. Ha, ha, ha. You know, kudos to that, right? And most of all, one of my favorite Redskins of all time that never gets the love I think he deserves because of some mishap from some sucker named Michael Westbrook, Stephen Davis. That year he would land 1,400 yards on the ground, 17 touchdowns. I want to think he dropped 5 touchdowns in week 2 alone against the Giants. Norv Turner was basically, you know, dialing in Emmitt Smith 2.0 with this guy. And then, of course, we would trade him, I think, a couple years later under that goofball Spurrier, and we would fill in that position with Trunk candidate, and Stephen Davis was then running Carolina to a Super Bowl. But, yeah, that's my list, guys. But it's really not a list. It's 99. There's no contest.
What? I'll tell you what, Kenny, that was a really good call. My hat's off to you. Well done. Let's keep them going. Let's keep the good calls going, Landfill. You ready for this? Let's go to Todd on line 1.
Hey.
What's up, fellas? Hey, look, it's going to be 2021. That's clear. Clear cut NFC championship game. We're going to lose in the NFC championship game, so we're going to win a couple playoff games. We're going to be good.
Todd, you say clear path to the NFC championship game. Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, we're going to lose in the NFC championship game. We'll be close, but they're going to get there.
All right.
Todd, feeling confident. Optimistic.
I was talking to some friends of mine this weekend, and we were talking about different creams that people use, you know, and they were talking about the CBD.
What's the cream you use?
The CBD stuff and
Coochie
all that.
Cream, I believe.
Yeah, but that's a different way. But now they're starting to say they got these THC creams. I think most people calling the day, they're using the THC cream.
I think, dude, they got THC everything now. They got, like, THC drinks. You can just, instead of drinking beer, you can just drink pot.
Like we just act as if everything just going to just stop and we're going to just be the only pretty team out there.
That's my thing is I think Washington's going to be better.
Yeah.
But there's other good teams.
That are going to be better than they were last
year. I think
year.
The Cowboys will be better with Dak instead of Ben DiNucci. Landfill, pop quiz for you, hot shot. Who would you rather have as your starting quarterback? Dak Prescott or Ben DiNucci?
Man, that's a tough one. You know, you have JMU legend Ben DiNucci or a good NFL quarterback Dak Prescott. I think I'm going to go with Dak Prescott.
I'm not trying to drag Ben DiNucci.
Yes,
but I think
you
take Dak Prescott.
You better.
Drag him.
There's this assumption that the rest of the league hasn't gotten better.
Listen, man, look out to the NFC West. I believe in being honest and truthful when it comes down to the team that I care for, just like I am with my family. Okay? This team isn't perfect. It's like nobody's family out there is perfect. And if you can't be truthful and honest about your family, then you're fooling yourself.
Two good tweets here. Big Perm tweets me and says, what's up, Big Perm? I thought the 2016 team that didn't make the playoffs was actually better than the 2015 team that did. So the 2015 team won the division at 9-7. The division was bad. Mm-hmm. The 2016 team, I believe the Giants got good that year and won the division. But
what was their record?
I don't know, dude. I'll try to pull it up real quick. I'm too far in the weeds. I'm not going to get there.
Come on, Jake Paul.
Let Landfill or Cody Betts pull up the 2016 NFC East, please.
Okay, they finished third, by the way.
In the East, right?
Yeah, and their top rusher was Robert Kelly. You can't tell me that's a better team than some of these other teams on here.
Fat Rob, dude, has one of the all-time great nicknames.
He's a great dude, too. I love Rob Kelly.
He's posting stuff with his daughter all the time. I love that.
2016, that was Dak's rookie year when they just were really good, the Cowboys. They won 13 games, and the Giants won 11.
Right. So going 8-7, you can make a realistic case that that Washington team was better than 2015.
16 team?
Yeah. 8-7-1 versus 9-7. It's not like it was a remarkable difference. But let me say this. They haven't called yet, but we've gotten the tweets. Okay. Matt Turrell, who's a friend, says he would take 2012 first overall. Don't get mad yet, B.
I'm mad.
Geber? I don't know how to say. How would you pronounce G-E-B-E-R? Geber? Whatever.
G-Man
says, it's 2012 and it's not even close. We had the Shanahan's coaching. Alfred Morris was running wild. RG3 was offensive rookie of the year and looked like the future of the franchise. That year, we not only won, we had hope.
Marco Coleman, my man McTony Woods, and all of them would have been busting Robert Griffin upside his head. We had a defensive coordinator who wouldn't have just let Alfred Morris run all over us. And then defensively, who they were going to stop? They weren't going to stop that the offense that we had that year.
Your guys' offense was loaded.
They weren't stopping that offense.
This is from DC Football Gold Pants. Says, it's the 99 team, and that was robbed in the playoffs. Unless Allstott had an arm growing out of the top of his helmet, it's impossible for him to have scored a touchdown. Even with Johnson's.
I'm with that, too.
There was another good one. Carl says the 99 team was so good on offense. I will say this. This is from DC Sports versus the World. 2012 will always be the greatest year ever. Unforgettable games that season and endless hope. There was a level of hope, Robert's rookie year, that this franchise has not had for 20 years.
See, this is the thing about it. A level of hope.
Honestly seemed like Robert was so good and so dynamic and so different that he would be able to overcome the mountain, the cavalcade of S storm that you talk about, B.
But this wasn't.
Is finally the guy to do it. And then sure enough, he just piled on to the cavalcade of S storm.
He was the biggest part of the S storm.
No, he wasn't the biggest, but he was certainly part of it.
He brought a lot of S to it.
He brought a lot of S
so
to it.
So let's be real. So
it was BYOS, and he brought a keg.
It amazes me when these people say it's the best because we had hope. It's just like right now. I hope I have $10 million.
Me too.
Just drop in my lap tomorrow. If it doesn't, was that the best thing ever? Hell no, it didn't happen. So stop that crap. You know, they have had teams since 2012 that were as good or better. Robert has some spectacular individual moments, and that's the problem. We get caught up. When you look at team, we don't think about team. We think about individual moments. Robert has some great ones, But the team wasn't getting overall better. Why? Because the individual that was hitting the moments out there was also doing stuff on the backside and behind the scenes that was screwing up the chemistry and the camaraderie of the team. Just in case y'all want to know.
When we return, let's go to the NBA playoffs, talk to our guy Chris Miles right here at 106.7 The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Our guy, Mr. Chris Miles, NBA TV. You can follow him on Twitter, at Chris Miles TV. Miles, what's going on, man? How are you, buddy?
Good. Crazy weekend around the league, man. It's just an incredible game.
All right. I got a question for you since you are the president of the club. Is your guy going to get out of this round?
You got to tell people who his guy is. Who? Who?
If his teammate help him.
Who are we talking about?
I mean, Giannis got to be able to just take over sometimes, okay. Man.
B-Mitch, I mean, come on. This is the thing that's crazy. And I really mean this, right? He's facing, you know, Kevin Durant, one of the greatest player scorers we've ever seen. He puts up 34, 11, 4 assists, 16 for 24 from the field, guarding Kevin Durant, 2 blocks, okay? Guard Kevin Durant's enough. No other player on his team scored more than 20. Chris Middleton, his all-star, goes 6 for 23. They score 72 points in the paint. It's all him. And he's passing up shots to make sure other guys get involved early in the game. I mean, like, it really – that is when you get to a situation where, yeah, the other all-stars, Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton, 6 for 23, 7 for 19 against the Nets, a team that doesn't play any defense – those two guys have to be
better. See, that's where you and I, where we differ in a lot. I believe if you are that good of a player and you know that the other people are garbage that day, don't pass up the damn shot. Go make the shot. See, I don't – I understand. But my whole thing, I'm serious. He got to get to that point where, listen, everybody was talking about, oh, you know, I and team, BS. If – I'm here to win the game, not to make somebody happy. If they're not making shots, I'll make them for them.
I don't know, man. 16 for 24. That's like, JP, let me explain to you like this. It's like if a quarterback threw for 380 yards and 4 touchdowns and the team lose the game, you like, what more do you want the quarterback to do? That's where I'm at with Giannis in this particular game. I hear you, B-Mitch, if he didn't play that way. But
you know what that sounds like to me, Lanfill? Sounds like Miles is a Kirk Cousins fan.
Oh, man, 4 touchdowns. Hold on, 4 touchdowns would be it. It'd be 380 yards and 1 touchdown because we know Kirk Cousins ain't no good in the red zone.
All right, here's my thing. I'm looking. So right now you look out west, Utah versus the Clippers, the Nuggets versus the Suns. I'm excited for the Nuggets-Suns series. But then you've got Philly versus the Hawks. The Hawks are already up 1-0. I really think they can win that because Embiid doesn't look right to me. But to me, the winner of the NBA title, whoever's going to hold the Larry O'Brien trophy, is coming out of this Nets-Bucks series. You agree with me there?
No. And a lot of people are saying that. And the reason I don't – now, that could happen. And as you know, maybe you don't know, JP, I've been the president of Giannis fan club circa 2012, that's the first time I heard about him. So that's why I get that I have that reputation, okay?
You're the president of a lot of fan clubs. You still the president of Markelle Fultz fan club?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe in Markell, and I've known him since he was a 15-year-old, and I will stick with that one, despite the injury.
He's a nice young man.
I've
met him.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Markell Fultz, Chase Young, I saw them playing basketball together when they, I mean, before it became a thing, but everyone, I actually went to the games, okay? So here's what I'm saying to you. When I look at the landscape, it's a passing of the torch and time for, you know, a new faces of the league. And whether that's Nikola Jokic, Luka Doncic is now out. You know, Jokic is someone that I think people are overlooking. I even look at the odds makers on this. Mm-hmm. They had the Nuggets with the lowest odds before they won that series to win the championship. And I'm like, they have the guy who I think is going to win MVP, the front runner for MVP. They have Michael Porter Jr., who, if you hear other players talk about him, they say Kevin Durant level of talent and a guy that needs to break out and is starting to break out in this series.
Michael Jr. Porter.
Hey, man, you know, shout out to Funny Danny on that.
Danny Rudier?
Rudier.
Yeah. I mean, you know Chuck. Is he cool with that?
So the funny thing is, you know, I sit in the producer's room when I work on the show, and I sent that to a few people. Now, I don't know if that's how that ended up on the show, but I was showing that to people just like
so
how
I told Danny to send that to you to make sure you saw it to at least get it in the – I mean, because I don't know that everybody knows this, and correct me if I'm wrong, Miles, but isn't the NBA TV studio right next to the inside the NBA Turner studio?
I sit there next to the producers on inside. And a lot of times when I have a funny video, I share stuff with, like,
yeah, that's
like
what Fried Pete.
Everybody else. Yeah, and that's, yeah, unfortunately, that's how I got Pete with the thing. You know, I showed that to Rex, and Rex was like, oh, this is hilarious. He's like, oh, you shared that. So, I mean, stuff like that happened. But, yeah, we were
good for Danny, bad
like,
for Pete.
Yeah, I was like, hey, check out this guy I work with. He does this funny thing. And now, I'm not saying that that's how it happened. I'm just saying I definitely.
Sure, that's cool. So, listen, I recognize it's premature. Who's your winner? Who's coming out? There's eight teams left. Who do you got holding the trophy?
If I had to put money on it, and that's where we're, you know, when you say who's your winner,
yeah.
I think it's wide open. And I think because the Nuggets have the best odds, I would go with the Nuggets simply for the bang for the buck. But, man, after seeing what Kawhi and Paul George did against the Mavericks, and I look at this next series, I mean, you know, I was watching, two of those games over the weekend, one with Isaiah Thomas, and he's kind of like, man, if Kawhi is able to play at this level the rest of the playoffs, look around. Who else can do that? He's like, really look around, because KD's not doing it on both ends of the floor, blah, blah, blah. And with Harden's injury, you know, and always coming up short in the playoffs, it's like Devin Booker and Kawhi Leonard are kind of the guys that you look at, like, who can do it when it matters most. So, like, do I think the Suns are championship ready? I don't. I don't know why. I just don't look at it like they've been here enough. Like, this is the first time they're in the playoffs in over a decade.
Yeah,
so,
they got this little guy that's leading the way. He just has
Chris Paul.
A way of willing people to do stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's also not healthy and had a bad series, So, like, I guess the Lakers. And, you know, Chris Paul, as much as I love him, is top five point guard maybe of all time. Maybe he's in that conversation. But, man, he's also come up small in the playoffs, like, several times. So,
yeah, he's kind of a bridesmaid.
Yeah, and when I look at it, I go, all right, objectively, the Denver Nuggets have been to the Western Conference Finals. They've been here for the last, like, 4 or 5 years. They've been battling, and Nikola Jokic has been their best player through that. Yeah, they lost Jamal Murray, but it seems like they're fighting through it. I don't know. I would really say either the Bucks or the Nuggets would be my top two. Now, I'm saying that with the James Harden injury. Prior to the James Harden injury.
Is he really hurt? I know he's missing a night.
Is he hurt like that where it's going to affect him that much?
Okay, JP, you know enough about hamstrings. Think wide receivers. If a wide receiver missed, like, let's say 6 games, because that's about, 6 to 8 weeks. If a wide receiver missed 6 games and he comes back the first game of the playoffs and tweaks his hamstring and is out the first minute of the game.
Yeah, he's
going to
miss a lot of time. Yeah.
Exactly. Same thing.
And what about Embiid's knee? What do you think about him?
He's good. I mean, 38-9, and I also have some inside information on that. I mean, so basically someone, without outing him, someone spoke to Embiid within the last 3 days, and before that game, you were looking, to see if he was going to play. And Embiid was like, oh, it didn't swell. I feel good. I'm ready to go. That is one, you know, I've never heard of a torn anything in a guy being able to play.
Right.
But, you know, with Joel Embiid, he's never played three straight months. We've never seen him play three straight months.
Right.
So maybe this was his time off. But, I mean, I don't know if Philly has enough even with Embiid. I mean, 38-9 and they still lost. Trae Young is that dude.
Yeah.
Atlanta can't win a championship with this squad.
I like Nate. We now know.
I love Nate. I mean, I when I say I love Nate, I love Nate.
So Miles, we are very, very late. Everybody, they hear the New York accent. They hear you talking about the NBA. Not everybody recognizes that you're a big-time Nats fan. Scale of 1 to 10, how worried about the Nats are you?
12.
Yeah.
12, man.
Chris Miles. I mean, follow him on Twitter, at Chris Miles TV. Thank you for the time, buddy. Appreciate you.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. Congrats to the funny Danny again.
Danny Rudier. That was Chris Miles. 1 hour from now, we're going to review the weekend parlay that wasn't. Plus, heard it here first. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.